My goodness, now she was crying and pounding her little fist against the steering wheel. And all at once, I understood what had happened. She'd wanted to go to the dance with Slim, see? But she'd figured out that he was too bashful to ask her, so she'd made up an excuse to drop by his house. She'd pulled off one of the spark plug wires, a clever little trick which only a country girl would know about. And then she'd found an opportunity to trim up his scorched hair, which should have solved his mainest reason for not wanting to attend the dance. It was a nice idea, and it should have worked. Only Slim was too... I tried to tell him. I did all that a loyal dog could do. But did he listen to me? Oh, no. And now he'd made her cry and had broken her sweet little heart. And I should have bitten his leg when I had the chance, the big oaf. She wasn't a common hussy, and she wasn't just an old maid. She was one of the sweetest, finest ladies I'd ever met. And why some cowboy hadn't latched on to her years ago, I couldn't imagine. Except that some cowboys, we won't mention any names, were just dumb. All at once I forgot about sardine sickness and everything else but her sadness. All my cowdog instincts came boiling to the surface, and I hopped over the seat and laid my head in her lap. Ah! My goodness, she almost wrecked the car when I appeared so suddenly. She looked at me through tear-filled eyes and started laughing.
Hank, what on earth are you doing in here?
Well, it was a little hard to explain, actually. She gathered my head into her right arm and gave me a big hug.
Well, you rascal, I guess we're pretty good pals, aren't we? And maybe you knew that Viola made a fool of herself and needed a shoulder to cry on.
She pulled over to the side of the road, thank goodness, because I had begun to wonder about her hitting one of those big cottonwood trees. She fished a tissue out of her purse and dabbed her eyes, then blew her nose. To tell you the truth, I was a little shocked that such a cute lady could make such a loud honk with her nose. Then she stroked my ears and began talking.
You see, Hank, my parents are up in years and need my help. I love them dearly, and I'm glad I can help them, but sometimes I want to go out and hear music and laughter and kick up my heels just to see if I can still do it.
She took my face in her hands and looked into my eyes.
You understand, don't you? Sometimes I think dogs are smarter than people. And I'll bet a silver dollar that you would have invited me to the dance, wouldn't you?
Yes, ma'am. And what a lousy time to burp sardine fumes in a closed car. All at once, her nose wrinkled and her eyes closed. She rolled down the window and began fanning the air with her hand.
Hank, what on earth have you been eating?
Well, a can of rotten fish, it seemed. And no one regretted it more than me. I hate sardines. Always have. She leaned her head back against the seat and laughed and laughed.
Oh, Hank, this is too funny for words. At last I find a fellow who adores me. But he turns out to be a dog who's been eating sardines.
She was laughing so hard that she didn't notice the dark, shadowy form that had suddenly appeared at her window. It was a man.